Last thing we've got is report of the Hard Clam Aquaculture Task Force on Aquaculture License Issues.
You, I think, will recall Mr. Hank Jones appearing before you.
We did.
A couple of months ago, expressing some concern about the new aquaculture license.
I think Mr. Holland brought him over here.
I think he did. We brought him twice. The commissioner suggested that we invite the membership of the aquaculture committee to a meeting here to discuss the new licensing system and to answer their questions and concerns. And it ends up, I think, that most of the people, there were only four members who attended, which suggests to me that most people are okay in general with what we've done. Three of the four people who attended were attending primarily out of concern that they're doing the right thing.
That's
they're
good.
Reporting properly to meet our standards so they don't get in trouble. Mr. Jones, I think, was the only one who came who had some concerns and had hoped that we'd do this differently. What we ended up doing for the committee is reviewing what we had put in place and why. And we're doing this for three primary reasons. Remember, one is, you know, primarily doing this to collect additional information on Virginia's aquaculture industry
and its importance
and harvest from private leases so that we can further develop a program to use for proof of use.
Right.
We're also doing this to generate some revenue that the Marine Products Board might be able to use to promote aquaculture products in this state. But again, the primary purpose is one of data collection. In the end, staff did propose some changes to those who showed up that we think will result in a better system and a better data collection. And that is, rather than just one license fits all, we're proposing now two different licenses, one for the product owner and one for the harvesting vessel. To clarify, only the product owner will be required to report. That's a major change that we would suggest. The harvesters in this industry apparently are quite transient, and they change from day to day, week to week, person to person.
Employer, right.
So to try to get them to report would probably not be very successful. Let's focus on the actual owner of the product. He's the one who's most aware of where it came from, when it was harvested, how it was harvested, what the quantity is. The form that we use for reporting is the same for everyone in the state, whether he's a pound net fisherman, a clammer, a gill netter, a hook and line fisherman, or an aquaculture. And as a result, there is some confusion there over what pieces of information on that form we want the product owner to report. Now, Mr. Jones would prefer to have his own specially designed form just for him, just for aquaculture people.
Okay.
When we do that, we add great expense because instead of data entry clerks operating off of a single form that is keyed to their computer, you now have to change all that. Now you have two different forms. It adds
different
that much
software,
more expense.
Different applications,
exactly.
Different.
What we did is we spent time going through that form for the people who attended and identifying which pieces we wanted them or requiring them to complete and which were voluntary and which weren't needed at all. And so what we'd like to do eventually is go into the regulation and actually specify those items. They are the aquaculture license number, the buyer, city, county, landed, the lease or plat file number, the date, the gear used for growing, the species harvested, the weight or amount, and the number and the crew.
Once they understood it, I think they were all happy with it.
I think so. There's still a few glitches to work out, and that's why I don't want to go to public hearing right away with this. The other problem is we already have several hundred people who have bought the current license. I don't want to now change the regulation this year and have them go buy a new license. Let's change the regulation this summer, make it effective January 1 so that next year they'll buy the new license and have the new data. So we recognize the data that we're going to get this year is not going to be the best we had hoped for, but we'll get it right for next year. And
it's a work in progress.
Proceed from there.
It's not something that's, you know.
Do we have to have a motion for the public hearing?
Not yet.
I don't think it's necessary at this point. The other thing that's going on, as mentioned earlier today, is we are working on a fishery general permit for aquaculture structures. And it's not clear to me yet how that might affect changes in licensing. And until we get that, I'd like to do all of that at once, if possible. So we'll come back to you later this summer with a request for hearing on all of that and proceed at that point.
Any other questions? I'm sorry, Mr. Tankard.
I talked to a few of the different aquaculturists and on the seaside, and they did mention the fact that they wouldn't mind seeing a number, a mandated number on the side of the boat of harvester or owner so that the VMRC can make sure that the right people are in the right spots.
We've been trying to put numbers on the side of boats 15 years. It's been kind of resented, but it's about time for that.
That is one of the issues that I want to work out in the weeks ahead. The problem we have to get over is the number associated with the harvest vessel license.
Right.
Right now changes from year to year. When you go buy your license, there's a different number on it, and I don't think they want to be painting new numbers every year on the vessel. So we got to overcome that somehow.
And also, I spoke with Randy Widge, and I gave him a ring, and he also thought that it would help his enforcement of the licensing out as well.
We agree.
Anyone else have anything to come before the Virginia Marine Resources Commission? Meeting adjourned. Thank you very much.